I can feel it in my plums today. I literally can feel it there. I literally had to wear two pairs of underwear today.
Oh, wow. I still am not wearing any.
No, I got these new all-in-motion draws from Target. Very nice. Silky. You want to see them?
Are they the Target brand, or is it a different?
I don't know. It's just called all-in-motion. They have like their own little section in Target. It's fantastic.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go in there and look at the all-in-motion,
you should.
You know, section.
Oh, yeah.
I like Target's like workout clothes and things. That's like where you that. Need to go. It's like really a
little,
good stuff.
It's like a little like crossed-off section. It's between like kids and men, and it's like right in the middle, and they have like these pants.
Well, every Target's different, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But I mean, they're mostly the same sort of setup.
Do you go to a Greatland Target or do you go to a Super Target?
I went to this one. They have 30 packs of Miller Lite in Shawnee Mission.
In Kansas?
Dude, I'm dead serious.
How about that? Wow.
30 pack. I almost bought one yesterday. I was like, eh. It's like between that, a vinyl, and responsible stuff. Like,
what vinyl were you going to buy yesterday?
I keep looking for Zach Bryan's new vinyl. I can't find it at Target yet.
Yeah.
I almost bought Fleetwood Mac's Greatest Hits.
Why not just order that online?
Yeah, was it Amazon?
I like to get it.
You like it? Okay, that's
like
fine.
I ordered my playoff hoodie on September 27th. It's like, it'll be delivered between October 7th and the 11th. I'm like, come on!
What's today? The 8th. Okay. Yeah. So it should be. I thought you were going to say October 7th and Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, when they get that thing moving on.
That's
right?
Why I'm glad they keep winning, because I don't want to have it. They got swept. But
yeah,
damn it,
man. What am I supposed to do with this, right? Like, they lose the series. It comes like, say they lose in like game 4 or game 5, right? And it comes on that Monday after. Like, what am I going to do with this right
nothing
now?
You can.
Yeah, memories, right? Yeah, you got back to the postseason.
Real quickly, shout out Kurt Likens. Happy birthday to my dad.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to the biggest parrot head other than Bob Fesco that I know on this earth.
Well,
so
there you go.
Shout out Kurt Likens, my dad.
There you go, Kurt. How old is he today? 50?
No, he's 68 or 69. I hope it's the latter.
Yeah, brother.
But no, so I know he got a great birthday last night, because that guy, man, not only that, but like, I don't know if you guys had this or not, but like, I had family members and friends that were just like, absolutely immediately Carlos Rodon haters.
Oh,
they're like, F this guy.
Have you ever seen
how much I hated the Yankees?
Like, he went from domination to dud. And like, I've never seen somebody go from masterclass to holy crap, what happened to that guy? In
or the opposite
innings?
With Angel Zerpa.
Yeah, Zerpa. Or even, you know, Reagan's last night. I mean, like his first two batters, it's like, okay, here we go again.
A lot of pitches.
Stanton's talking all kinds of smack as he's going down the first base. And then Aaron Judge. I mean, Aaron Judge, let me say this. Aaron Judge would ruin Christmas if he showed up at your door. I mean, like, that guy is just absolutely like.
He's the Grinch.
I was trying to think of the analogy last night. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen somebody who's this alleged great player become so bad when the moments matter most. Like, he is the antithesis of Michael Jordan. He's like Jeffrey Jordan, right? Would that be the antithesis of Michael Jordan? Like, you're so good, and then you're so bad in the moments that matter most, right? And, I mean, he came up with two on. And my wife starts getting nervous, and my son is a little bit nervous. I'm like, it's Aaron Judge. He's going to strike out. Three pitches, strikeout, game turned right there. Like, that was it. Like, Aaron Judge is a human rain delay. He's a rally killer. And the Soto sticking out his tongue running down first base after that walk. Ooh. I mean, that kind of, I guess, refocused Cole Reagans, because he went right after Judge got him, the next guy and the next guy. And that inning was over. And they didn't have many more scoring opportunities after that in that game last night. And so I love the way Cole Reagans settled in, man. He was rough at first and then went, oh, my God, he's really good. And Rodon was so good in the first two innings. And then he turned out to be a turd, too, and the Royals got to him. Like, it was crazy, man. It was great to see last night.
Salvador Perez shocked his world when he hit that home run. Speaking of shocking the world, we got to do it. It's Tuesday. It's 6:50. We get to our Tough Tuesdays here, guys. Mac, why don't you start this off with our Tough Tuesdays in the NFL? Some guys that are may not be here for the long haul for this season, according to Mackenstein.
Man, it was a tough Tuesday, kind of Sunday, wasn't it? I mean, you're watching football on Sunday, you're going, that guy should be fired. Oh, that guy's days are numbered.
There were two guys that didn't need to make it to the postgame press conference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, which two are you thinking about?
McDermott and Taylor.
Yeah. Zach Taylor is where I'm starting. I mean, Zach Taylor, absolutely just abominable.
Do you know what their record is against AFC teams, by the way? They're 4-11 in their last 15 games against AFC teams.
Wow. And I mean, he's.
Can we stop talking about the Bengals being a contender?
They beat the Chiefs 3 years ago. They have not done crap since.
Anything since.
Yeah, anything.
Mack was cussed.
They're not better than the Ravens. They're not better than the Bills. This team is done. I look at their schedule and I'm like, there's still a 1% chance. But with Zach Taylor as your head coach, I'm counting you out.
Giants are going to beat that ass this weekend.
I hope so. If Malik Nabers is back, Devin Singletary's back, yep. I wouldn't be surprised.
Giants are going to beat that ass.
Awful. That offense is fine. That defense is terrible.
We were told Lou Ferrigno is such a great defensive coordinator for the Bengals, and he's going to be the next great head coach. He had one game against the Chiefs. I got a half.
I once hit Lou Ferrigno on a golf course.
With your fist?
Wow. No, with my golf ball.
Oh, boy.
Ask my buddy Mike Price. He was there.
Did he crush you?
He almost did. He came back and said, have you ever hit by a golf ball? I was like, unfortunately, no, man. I'm sorry. Hit him right in the chest. 250 yards out. Damn. 3 wood. Hole 8. Drum farm.
Why was Lou Ferrigno out there playing?
I don't know.
Golf?
This guy looked like Lou Ferrigno.
Oh,
like
it wasn't really Lou?
No, he had 2% body fat, had almond skin, and was about, 2 seconds away from ending my life.
He didn't turn green and rip his shirt off and attack you?
No, but his veins popped out. Zach Taylor, number
Zach Taylor
one
needed
on top
10
Tuesdays.
Yards for a field goal. Wouldn't even give Joe Burrow a pass 3 runs in a row. Sean McDermott, absolute wussy. I don't know what this guy's doing. He's throwing the ball on 1 yard line, making Josh Allen look like just a fool.
Josh Allen took smelling salts to clear his concussion.
Insane, dude.
There needs to be an investigation on that.
Oh, my
situation.
God, does there.
Doug Peterson, only coach that I can watch be up 14 with 4.5 minutes to go and go, it's
or
not
any
over.
Or coach that's going against Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
But no, Doug Peterson almost let Joe Flacco beat him on 2 bombs.
Exactly. Against the Colts. You know what I mean? You're up 14 against Joe Flacco and the Colts. I'm like, this is not over. And then Nick Sirianni needs to be fired. It was a bye week, and I felt better. I felt more positive just not having to watch Nick Sirianni on the sidelines. So, yeah, he needs to be fired.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who has to have their security guard as their, voice on the sideline probably needs to go. I'm going to go.
That guy gets on TV more than Ted Cruz.
I know. He really does. Well, that's tough to do. I mean, TV Ted Cruz is big on television. Always looking for the spotlight. So I'm going to go with Josh McDaniels coming in at number one for me down there in Miami.
You're over the joggers?
Yeah, I am. When you call somebody a genius at what they do, that means they're good no matter who their tools are. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an old saying, don't blame your tools or whatever the case may be. Like, Andy Reid, I know, is the greatest of all time, as we said earlier. But, Andy Reid would figure it out with whoever the quarterback was.
He made Juju look like he was 23 again.
I mean, he rolled. Remember that old guy for Kansas in that alumni game? Mm-hmm. That's what the Chiefs had last night with Juju and Kareem and Travis. Like, it was like the old man show, and they put up 300-plus yards between the three of them. Mm-hmm. And, I'm so tired of Mike McDaniel and all these guys getting called these geniuses and these, we just rush to crown these next head coaches, and most of them aren't worth their weight. I mean, most of them are just ass. Which leads me to Sean McDermott. Run the clock out, man. What are you doing? You had a quarterback who got knocked out, literally his head bouncing on the ground. You gave him smelling salts on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. You put him back in, and an opportunity to send that game to overtime. You call 3 pass plays from the one, and you leave time on the clock for Houston to kick a field goal. He's an idiot.
Yep.
Aaron Judge is on my Tough Tuesday list as well. I said it again yesterday. I'll continue to say it. Why are the Yankees playing that guy in the postseason? Continue to do it because he's just an absolute gap in their lineup. Aaron Rodgers makes my Tough Tuesday list, head coach of the Jets. Aaron Rodgers has led the Jets to 93 points through 5 games. Mm. That's the exact same amount of points that Zach Wilson led the Jets through 5 games last year.
Not good.
Jeez.
And whoever coaches Cincinnati, Zach Taylor, he needs to go.
Yeah, my Tough Tuesday is the entire AFC. The Chiefs have in-house injuries, and it's their problem, right? Their injuries. They work after it. Everybody else has emotional in-house problems in the AFC.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody you just mentioned, the Tough Tuesdays on the coaches, it seems like everybody else has a BMW. You have to go to those actual special automobile locations to get it fixed. The Chiefs just kind of seem to know what they have with the right mechanics in the right place. Tough Tuesdays for everybody else in the AFC. Chiefs are 5-0 going into the bye week. And they could be 9-0 when they play the Buffalo Bills in about 4 weeks.
What do you guys think of San Francisco?
They're struggling.
Can you? I 1 week they look good, then 1 week they look really bad, then 1 week they're a mid team. I think right now, right? I think that's fair to say. Yeah. I don't think they're a contender.
Yeah, I mean they're going to get.
But
some
don't sleep on them.
No,
either,
of course not.
You know?
Of course not.
No, but you get them after a bye.
Yeah, they play a Thursday night game, which I don't like. They should have to play a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
game.
They get a mini bye.
Yeah,
now.
They get a mini bye.
Yeah.
they're getting healthy. Debo's coming back. Kittle's still a little hurt. We'll see.
We'll never see that running back again.